Rabbi Akiva said, "Mutav amus misas atzmi v'loy ever al das chaveroi." We all know the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Aleph on the base. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara says, "B'shosho hitziu as Rabbi Akiva." This is only the second half of the Gemara. "B'shosho hitziu as Rabbi Akiva l'arigo." When it came time to kill Rabbi Akiva, man kriyishma haya. It was man kriyishma. "V'yusorkin es b'soroi b'masreikah shal barzel." And the Romans were literally torturing Rabbi Akiva. "V'yimekabel olav oil malcha shamayim." And he was saying Krishma. He was being mekabel ol malcha shamayim. Amalei Talmidav. Says Talmidim told him, "Rabbeinu ad kan namish afazoi vait." Amalei Hemsi. He told him, "Kol yomai hoyisi mitstayer al pasuk ze b'chol nafshecha v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha." He said, "Kol yomai hoyisi mitstayer al pasuk ze b'chol nafshecha afilu noiteles nishmascha." Amarti masa yovai liyodev akaymenu. I wanted to do this mitzvah so badly. Afilu noiteles nishmascha. I don't care. You want to take away my life? I'm not going to listen to you. I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm supposed to masa yovai liyodev akaymenu. Va'achshav shabali yodev liyakaymenu. And finally, I had the opportunity. Should I not do it? Hayimayrich be'echod. He said echod. Atchiyotzen nishmasi be'echod. Yotzes abasko va'omra shrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotzen nishmascha be'echod. Omra malachi yashos afnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu zu toyr. The Gemara gives a teretz. Kach olo lefanei b'machshava. We know the Gemara. But you see, Rabbi Akiva, he wanted so badly to be killed by the Romans. He said, "Kol yomai hayisi mitzdar." Incidentally, what does it mean, kol yomai? The first 40 years of Rabbi Akiva's life. Kishayisi ha-ma'aretz. During those 40 years, he also felt kol yomai hayisi mitzdar apostik. How could Rabbi Akiva say that? Is it true? Is this insight into the first 40 years of Rabbi Akiva? I'm not sure. But either way, he said, "Kol yomai yoyisi mitzdayer al pasuk ze b'chol nafshecha afilu noiteles nishmascha amarti masa yovai liyodev v'akaymenu." And it sounds like he wanted to be killed by the Romans. This event is maimed b'farhesu. This is what he wanted. Rabbi Akiva is on death row. He's waiting to be killed. And now it's a shayla of Suffolk. Pekuach nefesh, with a teras chayim, with a lundis, in Erev and Daf Chafala from the base, what should he do? Should he drink the water or should he watch Maim HaRishonim? You know what was at stake? Not only was Rabbi Akiva going to die, Rabbi Akiva was clearly prepared to die, but it sounds like Rabbi Akiva was going to lose out on this ability for what he wanted his whole life. Kol yomei ayisi mitztayer al posik zeh. He was waiting for this moment. This is something he waited for his whole life. Could be even the first 40 years of his life. And Rabbi Akiva was willing to be mevata for all that. Why was he willing to be mevata? Because kol over al divrei chachamim. Because there's an idea of kol over divrei chachamim. And he wasn't going to be over al divrei chachamim. And he had a gerech with this lumnus of the Torah's chaim. And that's why this is the way it was going to play out. He wasn't just giving up on his life. He was giving up on this ruchnius ideal that he believed in, and b'chol nafshecha kol yomai hayisi mitztayer al pasuk zeh, and he was willing to give it all away. Why? To wash mayim rishonim. Because that's what the Chachamim said. And kol oivra al divrei soifrim, and he said, "I mutav omus misas atzmi," he was willing to give away that whole Gemara in Brochus. Sometimes you wouldn't have the Rabbi Akiva shesorkin as besorah. I mean, this. The tikkunim, you can imagine what came out from that maimid would have all been lost. Rabbi Akiva wanted it. That's the point. He wanted it. But this is still something that he was willing to be mevater. I saw the Iyun Yaakov and his parish on Iyun Yaakov on the Gemara Masechtas Brachos. He says, it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Akiva was, he wanted this. Kol yomai hoyisi mitztayer. And the truth is, what was the story? What's the backstory of Rabbi Akiva? He was teaching Torah Berabim, then he got caught. And at first glance, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe he just got caught. But then you read the Gemara, it sounds like he wanted it. And you have it in our Gemara as well. And Daf Chafal from the days, Mutav Amos Misas Atzmi, right? It sounds like from Munzer Esugi also, that he was somehow prepared to give himself up.